Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 47 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. 19 J.T. Osborne makes affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that I was a juror on the Frank case. I did not know personally either A.H. Hensley or M. Johenning, who were also jurors trying this case, until after we were sworn in on said jury. I had occasion to and do know the conduct of these two men on the jury. At no time did either of them express themselves in a way to indicate that they were in the least bit prejudiced or biased. But each of these men, as did each and every other member of the jury, deported themselves as honest, upright, prudent, and impartial jurors. If either the said A.H. Hensley or the said M. Johenning believed that Frank was guilty until after the entire case had been heard and concluded and submitted to the jury, they at least did not so express themselves or give vent to any other expression within my hearing or knowledge indicating any bias or prejudice against the said Frank. I did not know how A.H. Hensley stood on the issue until after the first ballot had been taken. Then said Hensley made a talk and stated that he cast a doubtful ballot. There was one ballot marked doubtful. He explained to the jury why he cast this doubtful ballot and submitted some suggestions with reference to the evidence. Up to that time, so far as I know, said Hensley had not intimated or expressed any opinion whatsoever with reference to any feature of the case. That, as to Mem. Johenning, during the entire 29 days we were together as jurors, he did not, so far as I know, say or in any way intimate how he stood on the issue. So far as I was able to judge from his conduct and deportment, said Johenning was an upright, honest, fair, prudent, impartial, and conscientious juror, imbued with only one purpose, viz. The ascertainment of the truth. What is said above as to the impartiality, fairness, and conscientiousness of Johenning is true of Hensley and likewise of each and every man on the jury. That I did not at any time, while a juror, hear any applause except such as occurred in open court, and which was heard by the judge, jury, and attorneys in the case, I did not know that there